Yeah, no, I think when you look at it, obviously they haven't had the results that they've ultimately set out to have, and neither have we. But they still have talented guys. They've got good players out there. When you watch them on film, they play with good effort. I think their front seven is stout. They've got, two of the better outside linebackers in the league. Certainly a great corner in D'Angelo Hall, who's, I think still playing at a really high level. So, again, we've got our work cut out for us. We've got to focus on us, though. We've got to worry about executing as best we can, going out there, limiting the mental errors and making plays to win games. And I think that's got to be our focus this week.
Guessing a huge improvement point for you guys this week, if you do have a lead in the second half, kind of keeping those drives going, even if they don't materialize in points.
Yeah, I think it's about playing consistently for 60 minutes. In this league, games shake out differently, so you might have a lead or you might be behind or whatever. But, I think our focus has to be on playing 60 minutes of football and not a half here and a quarter there. And then hitting the lull at certain points. We've got to remain consistent. We're certainly capable of doing it, and we've got to find a way to get that done this week.
Matt, has there been any talk of maybe easing back on your playing time as the rest of the way to go?
No.
Have you even considered that?
No. I just focus on getting myself ready to go and going out there and playing as hard as I can.
How are you physically this year? I mean, because you've taken a lot more hits than you have in the past.
I feel good. In all honesty, I feel really good for this time of the year. I think everybody, has certain things that creep up late in the season. But I feel good. I've been out there, been able to practice, every practice this year. And that's been, that's been a good thing.
Two teams that had similar seasons, unfortunately. It's got to be a real competitive game and an attitude coming into this game. Between both teams.
Absolutely. I think, again, it comes down to pride and taking pride in what you do and what you put out there week in and week out. And I think, while we haven't played as well as we need to, I think our effort's been there. And I think the attitude's been there. And we need that. That gives yourself a chance. But we've got to find a way to execute better.
How do you avoid playing the what-if game in terms of you have five different games this year where you guys lose by a touchdown or less, probably half of them or more in the last minute or so. So you guys could easily be 8-5. How do you avoid just playing that over and over in your head?
You can't change what has happened. And, we haven't made the plays when we've needed to. But that's this league. We've been on top of those plays in the past. Where you've had to make plays in the fourth quarter to win games, and we've done that, and we haven't done it this year. You can't play that game. You can't worry about what if we made this, what if we did that. We didn't. And you have to focus about what you're going to do this week.
Matt just found out Dirk's staying. Is that good or bad?
Oh, it's great. I know Boise State's a special spot for him, and being from Idaho, selfishly, I'm happy he's back because he's a great coach. Certainly has made me better the last 2 years, and I look forward to working with him moving forward.
If you had to put your finger on one or two things in the second half of last weekend's game that went wrong, what would it be?
I think lack of production first and second down. We stalled out three drives in a row in the third quarter, and we had some opportunities in third and longs, but we didn't get into a third and manageable. And I think we've got to, in order to keep moving those chains, you got to produce on first and second down consistently, and that's something I think we can do better this week.
Matt,